The Alaska Department of Corrections Commissioner will be in Haines next week. Dean Williams is traveling to far-flung corners of the state in preparation for more budget cuts. He is visiting all 15 towns that are part of the DOC Community Jails Program. The Community Jails Program supports towns from Haines to Dillingham to Kotzebue. Each one has a jail facility that is funded by DOC. Haines received about $216,000 this fiscal year. That's down from a couple years ago. In FY 2016, Haines lost more than $170,000 in community jails support. The local police department is so reliant on that funding that the cut prompted the borough to freeze hiring for a fifth police officer position. Police Chief Heath Scott says the money helps keep the department's four officers and five dispatchers employed.
We get right now a fair chunk of money from DOC.
Scott worries that the in-person visit from Commissioner Williams is a signal of more reductions to come.
We don't think he's coming here to give us good news.
DOC spokesman Corey Allen Young explains why Williams is visiting the towns involved in the community jails program.
You know, we had to cut even further. So we're just looking at options. I know it's nothing really is set in stone, but in order to fully get an understanding and make a decision that's, you know, wise and efficient and maintains that safety, you have to look at all options and actually go to these places to see what's being done in the communities.
Alan Young says everything is on the table when it comes to the next round of budget cuts. He says the department isn't just looking at the rural jails, but its major facilities. For example, the Palmer Correctional Center was recently shut down. Alan Young says the commissioner will also talk to community leaders about changes on the way from SB 91, the criminal justice reform bill passed the state legislature earlier this year. SB 91 requires DOC to establish a pretrial services program to work with defendants awaiting resolution of their cases. The goal is to reduce the number of people held in prison for nonviolent crimes.
We're trying to limit the amount of people that are actually in the correctional system. So because of that, you'll be put into pretrial services. I'm being very generic here because it's still being worked out, but as part of that with pretrial services, I would have to fall some on the community working with Department of Correction moving forward to make sure those people, you know, the criminal justice process is followed.
The pretrial services program is required to be in place by the beginning of 2018. Commissioner Williams will be in Haines on Tuesday, November 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.